Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second, the left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third, the first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting fourth, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second, the right fielder, Geronimo Baroa. Batting third, the second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth, the DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth, the catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Todd Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Javier. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gates for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durham scores. Lavalier moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lavalier moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines strikes out. two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mudin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mudin strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ventura scores. Durham moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it and throws to second for the out. Durham scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez strikes out. There goes Reigns. The throw from Steinbach to second, and Reigns is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berroa moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Berroa moves to third. Gates moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berroa scores. Gates moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive towards the mound. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mudin is 0 for 2 in the game. Mudin hits a fly ball into right field. Berroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottel Mirri fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lavalier hits a line drive into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallego fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barroa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Gates reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallego strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0-for-3 in the game. Mouton strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baroa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gates hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Gates reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lavalier hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Javier moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Javier moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham catches it and throws to first to double up Bordick. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.